Today's shiur is Daf Yud Beis. We're going to begin on Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis at the Mishnah. Hechsha Mavoi. How do you adjust the entranceway of a Mavoi? Beshamay Amr Lechi V'Kaira. Beshamay says a Lechi and a Kaira should be put at the entrance. Beshil Amr Oy Lechi Oy Kaira. Beshil say either a Lechi or a Kaira are enough. And Rabbi Leza Amr Lechai. And Rabbi Leza says two Lechis are required. Mishum Rav Shmuel Omer Tamar Echlef Ner Rabbi Kiva. In the name of Yishmael, Talmud said in front of Rabbi Kiva, "Lenechleku beShamay beis Hillel. BeShamay and beis Hillel do not disagree. Hamavi shupachs miarba amis. On a mavi whose entrance is less than dalat amis wide, shunetar oivalechi bekayra. That there, everybody agrees that either a lechi or a kayra are sufficient. Amad nechleku. Regarding what case do they disagree?" If the entranceway is between 4 and 10 amas wide, Beshamay says in such a case a lechi and kaira are both required. Beshil say either a lechi or a kaira, each alone, is enough. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and he says alzev alzev nechelku. They argued in both cases whether it's 4 amas wide or not. So the Gemara, first of all, the Rishonim explain that when we're saying in our Mishnah that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't argue when the entrance is less than Dalat Amis, we're talking only about the entrance, they point out. But let's say the entrance is going to be less than Dalat Amis, even though the inside of the Mavi is wider, according to this Talmud that said in the name of Yishmael, there still will be no machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Come on. So the Gemara assumes that the Mavi that's being discussed in our Mishnah is a Mavi hamafulish, Mavi that's open on both sides. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case of our Mishnah, the loichanani v'loichatanakama, then our Mishnah doesn't coordinate not with the Psaka of Chananya, not with the Psaka of Tanakama, who we had earlier in the Masechta and Daf Vav, discussed if a Tzuras HaPesach is required, or perhaps doors are required on one side or on two sides of a Mavi Mefulish. And here we seem to be saying that not a Tzuras HaPesach or not a Delos is required. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a question. Hachikama, this is Pshat in the Mishnah. Hech Shemavi Sosum Ketzad. Our Mishnah is strictly speaking about a closed Mavi. And that, Beshama Oimrim Lechi V'Kaira. Beshama says that a Lechi and Kaira are required, or Beshalam Oy Lechi Kaira, either a Lechi or a Kaira alone are enough. Beshama Oimrim Lechi V'Kaira. So Beshama said you have to put a Lechi V'Kaira. So the way we're going to learn the Gemara is the way the Rashba and Ritva explain the Gemara. Beis Shammai is saying that we have here a Mavi Sosum that has three walls, and on the fourth wall we have to put both a Lechi or Kaira, which will completely close up the fourth wall. Obviously, says the Gemara, lememer the Kosova Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai holds that Abba Mechitzes Medaraisa, that to be considered an area Medaraisa, that's a Rishus HaYochid, you have to have four walls. And that's why you have to have the three four walls, plus the fourth wall also having a Lechi Yekaira, that should be considered completely enclosed. Says the Gemara Loi, that's not necessarily true. Lizroik, to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, and if somebody threw from a Rishus HaRabim into that area, he would be Mechayiv Midaraisa, B'Shami will hold B'Shloish L'Mechayiv. It will already be considered a Rishus HaYochid with three walls. L'Tatel, however, our issue here is, can you carry within the Mavi itself? There B'Shami will hold Adik Arba until there are four walls, three four walls, and the fourth wall with a Lechi Yekaira. But it could well be that B'Shami will agree that only three walls are required to be a Rishus HaYochid. Beis Hillel, now the Gemara continues, the Beis Hillel said, Oy Lechi Oy Kaira, that the fourth wall only requires a Lechi Kaira. Lema, so Gemara says, Kesavar Beis Hillel, obviously Beis Hillel holds, Shalosh Mechitzes Daraisa. Why? Because, again, the way Rashba and Ritva explained the Gemara. We are dealing with a situation that we have three, four walls. The fourth wall, we only put, according to Beis Hillel, a Lechi or a Kaira. So obviously the fourth wall is not enclosed. But three good walls we do have. So obviously Beis Hillel holds that you have to have three good walls to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Anything less will not be Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Loi, says the Gemara, no. Lizroi, it could well be that to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and if you throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area, you'll be mechuyim midaraisa for going from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Beis Hillel will hold b'shtayim hu d'mechayiv, that two walls are adequate. L'tatel, however, to carry within the mavi, you'll have to have three, four walls. Adik l'sholosh, you'll have to have three, four walls, and the fourth wall with some sort of lechi or a kaira. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bi'ah Halacha that according to the Manda Omer, it says you have to have two walls. It makes no difference which are the two walls you have. As long as it has two walls, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid according to the Manda Omer. Although the Meiri indicates there would have to be the side wall and the back wall. It would have to be like an L. If the two walls aren't connected, even the Manda Omer says, the Meiri, that says that two walls are Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's interesting, the Chazon Ish says the other way. The Chazon Ish says that if you hold that two walls are Rosh Hashanah Yochid, he says they have to be the two walls to the length. Because that looks more of an enclosed area. If you only have an L, so you have it totally exposed from the side and from the front, and therefore nobody would hold that Rosh Hashanah Yochid. However, lahaloch lemaisa, it's not relevant to us, because most Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Ravid, the Rosh, the Rajba, the Ritva, or Paskin, that a Rosh Hashanah Yochid is only a Rosh Hashanah Yochid with three walls, and the Rambam holds that it's only Rosh Hashanah Yochid with four walls. Two walls, nobody really holds lahalocha is considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Lezer Omer Lechayim. Rebbe Lezer says that two lechis are required for the Mavi. So we're going to explain this Gemara as the way the Ritva explains the Gemara. The Ritva says Rebbe Lezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So if Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah you have to have a lechi v'kaira, certainly Rebbe Lezer agrees that a lechi v'kaira is fine. However, asked the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer, when he says l'chayin v'kaira kama, is he coming to go a step further than Beis Shammai? That Beis Shammai said a lechi v'kaira, came along Rebbe Lezer and said, no, one lechi alone is not enough. I'm going to have two lechis and then the kaira. Or perhaps what Rebbe Lezer meant to say was l'chayin b'loy kaira kama. What he was coming to say was that two lechis could serve in the place of a lechi and a kaira. So somebody wants, he could choose, even according to Beis Shammai, instead of putting on a lechi v'kaira, do two lechis. Toshma. So Gemara quotes a brisa. Ma'aser Rebbe Lezer, there was a story of Rebbe Lezer, Shaholach Eitzel Rebbe Yosi ben Preda Talmidai. He went to his Talmud Rebbe Yosi ben Preda, La Ovlin, to the city of Ovlin, Umatza Shiyosh ben Mavi, and he found him in a Mavi, She'en Lo Ele Lecha Echad, that only had one Lechi. Amalai, B'ni, Asei Lechi Achas. Rebbe Lezer told him, make another Lechi. We're going to explain the Gemara in a moment when the Gemara refers back to this Braisa. Amalai V'chil Asos Ma'an Eitzarach. So Rabbi Yosef ben Preda asked him, is it necessary for me to seal this Mavi with that many lechis? Amalai, you saw some Amabakach. He said, yes, seal it up with many lechis, and why not? We'll explain this in a moment. Aram Shimon Gamaliel, the Braisa continues, Lo'enechku Beisham Beis Hillel, Amavi Shepachas Ma'arba Amis, Beisham Beis Hillel don't disagree on a Mavi that's less than Dalat Amis, Sh'ein Atzarach Klum, that nothing is required. Their disagreement is al rochmi arba amis vat eser. If its opening is between 4 amis and 10 amis, shebeishamay amir beishamay hold in such a situation, you put a lechi v'kaira, beisel amir oy lechi v'kaira, a lechi or kaira alone are sufficient. And again, we will explain this part of the brayse soon too. Ketonimius. But let's go back to the dialogue between Rebbe Lezer and his Talmud Rebbe Yosi ben Preda. Rebbe Yosi ben Preda said v'chilas soisma. is there a need for me to fill it up with lechis? So again, we refer to the Ritva's explanation in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi ben Preda was a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar. So says the Ritva, certainly he did not just make one lechi. Could just making one lechi, Rabbi Elazar says, is not enough, because Rabbi Elazar is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Obviously, what did Rabbi Yossi ben Preda do? He made one lechi and one kaira, to which Rabbi Elazar told him, make another lechi. Iyam b'shlama. So if we're saying that what is Rabbi Elazar telling Rabbi Yossi ben Preda to do? Lechai in the kaira, make two lechis in a kaira. B'shem hachi, we could understand Rabbi Yossi ben Preda's response, v'chil esos man etzarach. How much do I have to close up this mavi? A lechi, a kaira, and now another lechi? Eli amrit l'chaim b'lay kaira. But if you're going to tell me that what Rabbi Elazar meant to tell Rabbi Yossi ben Preda is you have no need to have a kaira, because if you have two lechis, that's enough. So why does Rabbi Yossi ben Preda feel that Rabbi Elazar is being so machmer? He's telling him have two lechis, but it's at the price of not having to have a kaira. So obviously we see that Rabbi Elazar means to say that you have to have two lechis in a kaira, not just one lechi in a kaira. Says the Gemara, hachkamer. The proof is not conclusive. It could be that Rabbi Elazar meant two lechis are required. And if you have two lechis, there is no need for kaira. What is pshat in Rabbi Yossi ben Preda's response to Rabbi Elazar? Why do I have to have so many lechis, even though that I don't have a kaira? Continues the Gemara. Amar, we learned in the Braisa. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lo nechalku b'sham b'shil amavi shepachs me'aba amis. B'sham b'shil did not disagree regarding a mavi whose entrance is narrower than four amis. She'en etzarach klum, that nothing is required. Ask the Gemara. V'nantanan, we learned in the Mishnah. We just learned in Mishum Rishmal. Amar tamar echal of neir b'kiva. Lo nechalku b'sham b'shil. B'sham b'shil didn't disagree. Amavi shepachs me'aba amis, that if it's less than dalat amis, shenetar oibalechi obekaira, that either a lechi or a kaira is required. But you see that at least a lechi or a kaira is required. Here we have Rav Shimon Gamliel saying that nothing is required. Ask the Masha. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is a Tana. He could disagree with this Talmud. This Talmud says that if it's less than Dalet Amis, a lechi or a kaira is required. And Rav Shimon Gamliel will say that nothing is required. Says the Masha, if that would be the case, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Talmud and our Mishnah, it should have been mentioned in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita. The fact that Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita is not mentioned in the Mishnah is a raya that Rav Shimon Gamliel is not arguing. But how do we explain it? Am Rav Ashi, hach kama. This is the way we explain Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ein etzorach lech v'kar kebe shamai. There is no need when the opening is less than dalat amos wide to have a lechi and kar as be shamai normally required. V'loy lechayim, that there is no need to have two lechis as Rav Elazar normally requires. A lechi or kar alone will do as Beis Hillel always says it's enough. Continues the Gemara in asking, v'kama. How much narrower than four amis is a lechi or kai required? That means at what point is the entranceway considered so narrow that nothing is required? Arm of Achli v'Tem Rav Yechiel ad Arba, up to four tefachim. If the entranceway is four tefachim or less, nothing is required. And there's a machloikus rishonim. Why? Ritva says that if the entranceway is less than Dal Tvachim, it's considered and totally enclosed. If it's totally enclosed, there is no need for Lechi Ukaira. The Miri explains that an entranceway of less than Dal Tvachim is not considered a Pesach. When is the Ira Halacha, says the Miri, that you have to have a Lechi Ukaira? You have to have a Lechi Ukaira on a Pesach. But if it's less than Dal Tvachim, it's not even considered a Pesach. The Rambam, it seems, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Rambam, says that the reasoning behind Rav Achli's Pshat is because of Lovud, that it's considered enclosed. However, and that's why the Rambam agrees and doesn't agree with Rav Achli. On one hand, he says that if it's open somewhat, it won't always need a Lechi Kaira, but it doesn't say it's four Tfachim, he says it's three Tfachim. Why? Because the Rambam holds, like we normally hold, that Lavid is only said by three Tfachim. Since Lavid is only said by three Tfachim, it can't be four Tfachim, because Rav Achli, the Mefarshim explained, obviously held that Lavid is four Tfachim. We, says the Rambam, who hold that Lavid is three Tfachim, the opening can only be three Tfachim and not require anything. But the Rajba makes a very important observation. The Rajba says, Rav Achli, the Gemari here, is speaking about the opening of the Mavi, that the opening of the Mavi is four Tfachim or less. But that doesn't mean that the whole Mavi is only four Tfachim or less. He says, the Rajba, because if the entire width of the Mavi is four Tfachim or less, he says, that's not called a Mavi. That's called a Makom Ptor. And a Makom Ptor doesn't have any Hichiyuvim with Lechi or Kairis. What happened here, explains the Rajba, is that there's a very narrow opening, but then the Mavi widens after the opening. So it is a Mavi, but since the entrance is so narrow, Rav Achli says nothing is required. Amrav Sheshis, Amrav Yimri, by Abba Amrav. Moedim Chacham Rav Elezer, Pasa Chatzar. The Chacham agree with Rav Elezer that regarding a Chatzar, you have to have two Lechis. And Tosfos right away makes an important observation which would be relevant to our whole Gemara. Tosfos says that the word pas and the word lechi are really the same. Just by a chotzer we use the word pas, and by a mavui we use the word lechi. But they both mean the same. And now the Gemara is saying that Rav Sheshi says that by a chotzer you need to have two lechis. Rav Nachman says you have to have by chotzer, like Rav Elezer says by a mavui, two lechis, two pasim. So as far as the halach lemaisa, Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman are not disagreeing. They're both saying that a chotzer requires two lechis. It's just that they're saying it in different ways. Rav Sheshis says it moedim chachomim L'Rav Elezer, and says the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, man moidim. Who are these Tanoim that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says are moidim? Says the Gemara, it's Rebbe. It's Rebbe who holds that a chotzer needs to have two lechis. That means even though Rebbe will hold that a mavui only requires one lechi, like Beis Hillel said in our Mishnah, by chotzer he will agree that two lechis are required. And Rav Nachman said, Halacha Mechlal de Pligi. The Rav Nachman says, Halacha Zekar Belezer. Now we have a klal in Shas. Whenever somebody says Halacha, that means that he's trying to say, there is a machloikis, and Halacha. I'm paskening like one of the man de Omrim. Ask the Gemara, Uman Paligalei, who's the man de Omrim that's arguing, that says that even by a chotzer, one lechi is enough? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold that even by a chotzer, one lechi is enough. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Chatz Nitaris V'Pasechot, a Chatzer, one, the Chacham hold, also only requires one Lechi. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, B'Shnei Pasim, a Chatzer requires two Pasim. Here he agrees to Rebbe Lezer, that one Pas, though two Lechis are required, as Rebbe Lezer requires in a Mavi. The Rishonim explain, why is a Chatzer different than a Mavi? That a Mavi, one lechi is enough, and a chutz requires two lechis. So the Gemara, the Rishonim explain that a mavui is much more of a public area, as we're going to learn on the days. Houses and chatzeris open up to the mavui. So since it's quite a public area, there's very little concern that people are really going to do many things in a mavui. It's such a public area. So Chazal said, you're not doing that much in the Mavi anyway, one lechi will do. However, chotzer is much more of a private area, so more things are done in a chotzer. Since the chotzer is a much more usable area, there's more of a concern that people are going to carry out from the chotzer, and that's why Chazal said that a chotzer should have two lechis. Continues the Gemara. Amar Asi and Rabbi Yochanan, chotzer tzricha shnei pasim. Chotzer requires two lechis. Amlei Reb Zeila Reb Asi. Mi Amar Reb Yochanan Hachi. Did Reb Yochanan really paskin that a chotzer requires two pasin? Vat who Amrit Mishmed Reb Yochanan. You were the one that said the name Reb Yochanan. Pas chotzer tzrichin shei ben dalid. That the lechi of a chotzer has to have dalid tfachim. V'chitem, what are you going to say? What did I mean? The Arba Mikan, the Arba Mikan. Yes, it has to have Dal Tfachim, but it has to have two times Dal Tfachim. Each, you have to have two lechis, each lechi being four Tfachim wide. Says the Gemara, that can't work. V'chavahad Taner of Ada Barvimi Kamei Drav Chanina, V'amalei Kamei Drav Chanina Bapapi. K'tana Be'eser V'gdol Be'achas Esra. This refers to a Mishnah that's on Daf Tzadik Beis, but it's a case that we already learned. And in fact, we're going to refer back to pictures that are in the that are in Tosfos on Daf Tesomah Beis. On Daf Tesomah Beis, we spoke about a chotzik tana shenifetzah begdoila. You have the pictures on the bottom of the Amud in Rashi. We have a small chotzer opening up to a big chotzer. That the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beis paskins that in the chotzer gedolah you're allowed to carry, because those side walls that are left are considered as if the chotzer gedolah is still enclosed and you can carry in it. In the chotzer ketana, unless you make a area between the chotzer gedolah and the chotzer ketana, you can't carry, because since the chotzer ketana is completely open to the chotzer gedolah, if you didn't make an area and you can't carry from one to the other, then you can't carry in the chotzer ketana alone either. So the Gemara Rav Adar explained, Ketana, how big is the small chotzer? Eser, it's 10 amos. The gedoyla and the big one is 11 amos. So the difference between the gedoyla and the ketana is only one amma. We know, as we've said many times, that an amma is made up of 6 tefachim. If you divide 6 by 2, you'll have 3 tefachim on each side. So if we're saying, ask the Gemara, that you have to have 2 lechis of dalit tefachim each, how will that Gemara work? In that case, it's impossible to have 2 times 4 if there's only one amma difference between the chatzik gedoyla and the chatzik tana. Says the Gemara, Kisolok Rav Zeir Miyami Pirsha, when Rav Zeir returned from the sea, other Rishonim say it means he came back from a place called Yami. Beruach Achas, if you choose to make a lechi and a chatzur only on one side, ba'arba, it has to be dal tefachim wide. Mishtei ruchas, but if you choose to make it from both sides, mashlokan, there you don't have to have 2 times 4 tefachim, a mashlo on each side will be enough. So mimeila, in the case of the chatzur ta'ana, shnifetzah l'gdoila, since you have lechis on 2 sides, even though you don't have 4 amos on each, 4 tefachim on each side, it's still okay, because you have it from both sides. V'hadotani Rav Adibarimi, but now we have a question. So why did Rav Adibarimi say that the chatzur gedoyla is a full amma bigger than the chatzur ketana? It shouldn't have to be a full amma bigger. As long as it's 2 mashuhus bigger, it's enough. Because we just said that if you have lechis from 2 sides, a mashu from each side is enough. Yet Rav Ami seems to think that you need to have 3 tefachim on each side. Answers the Gemara, Rebbe he. It's going according to Rebbe, who says you always have to have 2 lechis by a chatzur. There never is an option to only have to have 1 lechi by a chatzur. And furthermore, the Sovel Rebbe Yosi, but he holds that those 2 lechis don't have to be each 4 tefachim big. Those 2 lechis could be 3 tefachim big also. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda Mishmuel, Chotzer niteres bepasachad. A chotzer, 1 lechi is adequate. Amalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef. So Abayla asked Rabbi Yosef, Mi amish Shmuel hachi, did Shmuel really say that 1 lechi is enough? V'amalei Shmuel Rav Chananya Bashela. At le tavet uvda, you shouldn't allow carrying in a chotzer, ela oibaroiv doifen, unless the greater part of the chotzer's opening is closed, oibishnei pasin. Or with 2 lechis. So you see that Shmuel did not allow 1 lechi to work. Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered him, V'nalo yodana, du'uv da'hava b'dura derasa, don't I know of a story that happened in the shepherd's village, where we had loshen hayam hanichnas l'chatzah hava, where the sea came into the chatzah, v'asal kameid Rabbi Yehuda, and he came to Rabbi Yehuda, v'le'atzer cha'ela, and he said that only 1 lechi is required. And Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. So his psak obviously follows what his Rebbe Shmuel said. And here we see that one lechi is enough. And what is the diagram? The diagram is picture 95, where you have the yam opening up to the chatzar, and we have only one pass, and the Gemara says that that was adequate. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Losh Yam Kamrit, you're asking me a question from the sea? That's not a question. Kalu Shekilach Chamamayim. Chazal was especially lenient by water, that even though normally will require two lechis, perhaps, here Chazal said one will be enough. As we find in another place, picture 96, where somebody has windows right over the ocean and he constructs these three boards, which is a mechitza, and the question is, could he pull up water through that mechitza into his apartment? And the halach is, says the Gemara, Amalei, a mechitza tului materas abamayim. Chazal allowed this mechitza to work by mayim. Kalush kilu chachamim b'mayim. It's a special kula chazal said by water. That means normally this would not be a satisfactory mechitza, but here, because it's mayim, and the Shem Tzion Loch explains, since mayim is so required for us to live, that's why Chazal were mekel, and they said a mechitza taluya will work. We'll have in a Mishnah soon if a mechitza taluya works, if that mechitza taluya had to be obvious that it was built for the water. Now, the halach is, it will not work over dry ground. And this would be a great eitz if somebody wants to get food in and out of his sukkah, and he lives on a high floor. So would it be okay if he just built a mechitza taluya outside his window, and thereby be able to transport food from the Rishus HaYachid up to his apartment, from the courtyard up to his apartment? The halach is, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains, because even though we say good asik, which pulls down the walls, but since those new walls, those halachic imaginary walls that were created, are walls that gedim boikimba, that animals could theoretically penetrate, they're not considered mechitzas. Explains the Ritva. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos said, by the yam also, the fish could penetrate those imaginary mechitzas. Says the Gemara, gediyas b'kiyas dogim loishma b'kiya. Explains the Ritva that even though, just like there are no animals here, there are no fish here, or there are fish or there are animals, yet Chazal decided to be concerned about animals and not to be concerned about fish. Obviously, we're more makel by mayim than we are by dry land. So you can't bring a proof from that chotzer. Watch Shmuel's halacha. Watch Shmuel will pass by chotzer. We'll get to it in a minute. The Chazanish says, interestingly enough, that even if somebody wants to build this mechitza taluya over dry land, what I'll do is, to avoid the problem of bekiyas gedayim, that animals shouldn't be able to penetrate this imaginary wall that was created through gadasik, he'll make small walls on the bottom. So let's say he'll make walls on the bottom, then he'll have from that all the way up to his apartment empty space. Will it work? So he says it still won't work, because only by a yam will mechitza taluya work, nowhere else. Mikomak and kasha. So we have no question from that mechitza, because that was a yam. But we have a contradiction in Shmuel. Here Shmuel said that you need two passin, and he says you need only one. Says the Gemara, Osra, Papa, Rafuna, Bered, Rav Shua, Mibe, Rap, Rav Shua, they explain Shmuel's psak. Meruach achas, if you make a lechi from only one side, bar, but it has to be four tefachim. Mishtei ruchas, if you make it from two sides, mashal kan, mashal kan, mashal on each side is enough. Omer, Rav Papa, but what Rav Papa does says, Ik hashli, if I have any problem with Shmuel's psak, hok hashli, this is my problem. Domle Shmuel, Rav Chanani, Bashela. Atlei tavet uvda, you shouldn't be satisfied by the closing up the entrance of a mavoi, ela oiberoiv doifen, either you cover up the majority of the opening, oi b'shnei pasim, or make two lechis. Asked Rapapa, lo mili roiv doifen, why do I have to have such a big pass that covers up the greater part of the entrance? We just said the pass arba sagi, if you have one lechi, But if that one lechi is four tefachim wide, we said that Shmuel would say that's enough by a chatzar. So why did he need wide doifin, that it should cover up most of the opening? Answers the Gemara, v'chi taima. Perhaps what you'll try to say, my beroiv doifin, what did Shmuel mean beroiv doifin? Bedoifin shiva, that the entire opening is seven. The ba'aba, so now if I have a lechi that's four tefachim wide, have lay roiv doifin. That is, at the same time, the majority of the opening. Ask the Gemara, Lamali Ba'arba. If we're dealing that the entire opening is only 7 tefachim wide, B'shol Shemashu Sagi, so then a lechi of 3 tefachim and a little more would be enough. Because let's figure it out. Because the Ha'omer Rav Achi Vitem Rav Yachil at Arba. We learned on top of Ahmed that as soon as the opening is less than 4 tefachim, it's fine. So now, if the entire opening is 7, if I now put up a lechi that's 3 tefachim wide, 7 minus 3 in a mashu is already less than 4 tefachim. So why did he require a lechi of 4 tefachim? It should be enough that he should have a lechi of 3 tefachim in a mashu. So where is the case, ask the Gemara, that Shmuel is going to require that you have to cover up most of the wall? 4 tefachim should be enough. Answers the Gemara, when did Rav Achi said that four tefachim, once it's only open four tefachim, it doesn't require anything? That's by a mavi. But here we're talking about a chatzar. And a chatzar, you have to have something even by a very narrow opening. This psak that Rav Achi said on top of the Amid, that if it's less than four tefachim open, you don't need to do anything, that not everybody agrees to. And therefore, maybe even by Mova, you would have to make some sort of a tikkun on that opening. And the halacha taka in Shulchan Aruch is that even if the opening is not four tefachim wide, we need to make a tikkun, as we just explained. But the Magen Avraham points out, and we really said it earlier, that if it's not just that the opening is less than Dal Tefachim, but if the entire Chatzar is narrower than Dal Tefachim, then everybody will agree that nothing is required to be done at that entranceway. Explains the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Magen Avraham, because since it's so narrow, it's not considered a Chatzar, it's considered a Makom Ptur, and if it's a Makom Ptur, there is no requirement to make any tikkun. The Shulchan Aruch Taka Paskins, that, like we are saying now in the Gemara, that a chatzar requires either two lechis that are a mashahu, or one that is dalet tefachim wide. It's very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch makes a statement that if you do not put up a lechi, but if the wall fell down that was at the opening of the chatzar, and it's left over either dal tefachim in one place, or on both sides, a tefach from each side, then the halacha will be that it's also acceptable. And all the mefarshim try to understand, if the Shulchan Aruch is obviously paskening that by a chatzar, if you have two lechis, each one could only has to be a mashu, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that if the wall was breached, it has to be a tefach on each side? Really, it should be enough a mashu on each side. Tan Rabban, Loshin Yama Nichnas L'Chatzer, if the sea goes into the Chatzer, Eim Malam B'Shabbos, we're not allowed to draw water from the sea into the Chatzer on Shabbos. This again is picture 95. Elam Ken Yeshlo Mechitzu Gvoi Yod Tvachim, unless a valid partition is built in the inlet of Dalat of Asar Tvachim. The Medvar Mamurim, when it was this halacha said that a partition has to be built, Shepitzasim Yoyis Maser, when the breach is more than 10 amos wide, Avla Sara, if the breach is Asara amos, 10 amos or less, nothing is required. You could take water from the yam into the chatzar without any adjustment. Now the Gemara goes back to this price. Memalin hu d'la milinin. The Brisa says that we're not going to draw water if the breach is too big, we're not going to draw water from the yam into the chatzar. Hatatulim Ataltilin. It means in the chatzur itself, you are allowed to carry. Ask the Gemara, v'nif it's a chatzur m'loyel makam asaloy. The chatzur is open to the yam. And the halacha is that if rishuyos, we said this halacha many times, that if rishuyos are open, one rishus to another rishus, that you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, that you're not allowed to carry in each one independently. If I'm not allowed to carry from the yam to the chatzur, I shouldn't be allowed to carry in the chatzur itself either. Answers the Gemara, Hachemai Skinan, and this is picture 98. This Legedudi. We're dealing with a situation where there are walls of 10 tfachim below the yam still there. So since it was not breached at the base, only the part that stands above the water was breached, so these submerged walls qualify as a valid wall to permit carrying in the chatzar. But still, you will not be allowed to carry from the yam to the chatzar because the yam still remains a karmelis, and halacha is you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis anything into the chatzar. Rav Yehuda, mavi shloi nishtatfa ba, a mavi which there was no shituf, because halacha is that all the members of chatzeris that open to a mavi have to make a shituf mavas, similar to have to making a reva chatzeris. Hichshir b'lachi, if somebody made a lechi at the entranceway of that mavi, hazarik l'taychi chayiv. If somebody throws from Rosh Hashanah into that area, it's considered that he threw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and he'll be chayiv. But if he only made a kaira at the entrance of the mavui, hazarik l'toychi potter, because that's not considered a rishus ayachid, and it will not be considered yithru from rishus ram to rishus ayachid. Maskler of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, I need to understand. Is the reason tam d'loy nishtatfabar, is the fact that a shittuf mavois was made or not made relevant? Ha nishtatfabar, which implies that if a shittuf was made, a filu chshir b'kaira, even if the only thing you did at the entranceway of the mavui was just put a kaira, not a lechi, it would already be considered Rosh Hashayachid, and nam yichayiv, if you threw from Rosh Hashayachid to that area, you'd be chayiv. V'chikik azeh is this bread that's used for the shittuf and voice, oyser Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid, is that what's critical in determining if this mavui is Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, chatzeris shel rabim, the chatzeris owned by many people, but which are enclosed on three sides, or mavoi shenem filoshim, or mavoi that's not mafilosh, also enclosed on three sides, bein irvu, bein layirvu. The fact that there is or isn't an eriv doesn't change the situation. It's considered a Rosh Hashayachid and a zorek l'toichen chayiv. If you throw into that area, it's from Rosh Hashayachid, you're chayiv. Says the Gemara Liyit Mahachiyit. This way you have to learn. Amar Yehuda Mavi Shem Royal Shituf. A Mavi with Shituf won't work. Why? Because it's a Mavi Hamer Foolish. It only has two walls. Hichshir Belechi. So now if you make a Lechi on the third wall, so you have, so it's considered that you have three walls, and three walls is a Rosh Hashayachid, and therefore Azarik L'Taycha is Chayif Midiraisa. But if you only put on the third wall, the fourth wall is open, and on the third wall you only put a kaira doesn't serve as a mechitza, it only serves as a hecker, so you only have two walls, it's not a Rosh Hashayachid, and therefore Azarik L'Taychai is potter. Alma, obviously he holds, ksaver, lechi works as a mechitza, and kaira works as a hecker. And that's why if the third wall has a lechi, it's considered Rosh Hashayachid. If it only has a kaira, it's not Rosh Hashayachid. V'chein amar rabba, lechi is mishum mechitza, v'kaira mishum hecker. However, v'rava amar, rabba says, echet zev mishum hecker. Both a lechi and a kaira only work as a hecker. Eisvei, Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. So Rav Yaakov bar Abba asked Rava, Hazaruk l'mavui, if somebody throws something from Rosh Hashanah to Mavui, it says Yesh lo lechi. So if there's a lechi on the entranceway, he's chai because it's considered that he threw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashayachid. Ein lo lechi potter. So if there is no lechi, it's considered open and it's not Rosh Hashayachid. So we see that a lechi serves as a mechitza, not like what you Rava said that it's only a hecker. Answer to my hachkam. This is what the brisa means. Ain't it tzorich el alechi? If the only thing that this mavi requires is a lechi, why? because it already has three walls, and three walls are Rishus HaYochid. That's why Hazarik L'Toich HaChayiv, if somebody throws into the Hizchayiv. However, if it's a situation where it requires a Lechi on one side and Dover Acher or something else on the other side, either a Tzuris HaPesach or a Delis, why? Because it's a Mavi, I'm a foolish, that's completely open, so therefore it only has two walls. If you throw from Rishus HaRabim into that area, you're potter, because it's not a Rishus HaYochid, so you didn't throw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So there is no question to Rava from this Brisa. Eisvei, so the Gemara asks from the following Brisa. Yes, Al Ken Amar Yehuda. Moreover, Rabbi Yehuda said. So like Rashi reminds us, the first part of the Brisa there talks about if there's an overpass in Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the area under the overpass is considered Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we pull down the two sides of the overpass and the area is enclosed, it's Rosh Hashanah. Continues Rabbi Yehuda, yes, I can, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mish yesh lo shnei batim, shnei tzei Rosh Hashanah. If somebody owns two homes on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, imagining a street, which is Rosh Hashanah, and somebody owns homes on both sides of the street, and he wants to be able to carry between those two homes. The halach is, oysa lechi mikan, he makes a lechi at the front of one house, the lechi mikan, and a lechi at the other end of the house, a kair mikan, or put a kaira at the two sides, v'naisim b'emtza, and you can carry in between the two houses now. Amaloi, and the chacham told Rabbi Yehuda, eim av rishus rabim b'kach, you can't correct a Rishus HaRabim in that manner. Just by putting up lechis, it won't correct the Rishus HaRabim. So the way Rashi and Tosfos explain the Gemara is as follows. The disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, they explain, is only, is Rishus HaRabim correctable in such a manner or not? But obviously, if it wasn't a Rishus HaRabim, they would agree that Rabbi Yehuda's adjustment is fine. Now, what kind of adjustment is Rabbi Yehuda using? He's using a lechi. But if Rava says that a lechi is only a heker, it's not a mechitza, why is that considered corrected? Obviously, a lechi is not just a heker, it's a mechitza. Ask the mashal. But Rabbi Yehuda also said that a kair would work. And everybody agrees that a kair is a heker. So why are you only bothered with Rava, who said the lechi is a heker? It could be a kasha on everybody that says that kaira is a heker, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says it's adequate. So the Masha says that you're right. The question is not only on Rava. The question is on the other man, the Amar also, that everybody holds that kaira is a heker. So why is it going to work over there? Answers the Gemara, from there you have no kasha. Because Hasan Kasar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds shtei mechitzes deraisa. Midaraisa, two mechitzes alone are enough. So since you only have two mechitzes, you have a real Rishus HaYochid. That's why you only need a heker of a lechi or a heker of a kaira. We, who hold that two mechitzes is not enough, a lechi or a kaira will not do. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maraf, Mavish Arche Karachboy, a Mavi whose length, that means the depth going in, is the same as the width, and a neta lechi mashu. A lechi alone will not be enough. Arav Chibar Ashi Amiraf, Mavish Arke Kurachvai, a Mavi whose length is equal to its width, and a Nitab Kaira Tefach, a Kaira alone won't work. Arav Zera, Kama Mechadnen Shmat Desabmi, how accurate are these statements? Kiven the Arke Kurachvai, if we have a situation where the length is equal to the width, Havle Chotzer, it falls into the category of a chotzer, and as we learned, the chotzer and entire spalach of a kaira, and a chotzer, a lechi or a kaira alone are not enough. El v'pas arba, if you're going to make one lechi, as we learned in Raman Aleph, that one lechi has to be dal tefachim wide. Am Rav Zera. So Rav Zera said, ikashli, if I have any difficulty with this psak, hakashli. Lehevi hai lechi, kavi pas nishtru. Let this minimum lechi serve as a pass, and it should be mutter. Why do I have to have further adjustment? Says the Gemara, I don't understand what you're saying. Ishtamitzi had Amar Rabasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, where we learned in Amar Aleph, that passi chotzer, that when you're making one lechi for chotzer, tzrichin shi'eh ba'arba, it has to be dal tefachim. One tefach is not enough. And like Tosfos explains, even though it was Reb Zeru who said this halacha, that if you're only going to have one lechi, it has to be dal tefachim, that was said later. Arab Nachman, Naktinon, we paskin. Eza Mavi Shinitav Alechi Vikaira, what Mavi is a lechu a kair alone enough. Kol she'aruch v'rech yasar rechbay. If the length is more than the width, or bat v'chatzeres p'suchim v'toychay, and houses and chatzeres open up into it. There's a machlokes rishonim. How many houses and chatzeres have to open up? The Rambam says one house and one chatzer is enough. Rashi here says you have to have two chatzeres, with each chatzer having one house opening up into it. Other rishonim say that you have to have two chatzeres with two houses opening up to each chatzer. Which is considered a chatzah that a lechi or kaira alone are not enough. El pas abi, you have to have a lechi that's dal tefach and wide. Kosh merbas, if it's a square, if it's not longer than wider. Merbas, ask the gemara, merbas in agulaloi, does it mean only a square chatzah requires those stricter requirements, not a round chatzah? And the gemara, hachkam, this is pshat. If the length is more than the width, havle mavi, it's considered a mavi, or mavi, and aloch ba mavi is lechi v'kar sagi, either lechi or kar alone enough, filoi, but if not, havle chotzer falls into the category of a chotzer, it falls into the category of a chotzer, which cannot be adjusted just with a lechi or kar. The kama, now that we said that it has to be longer than wider, what are those dimensions? Savishmula meima, at the ikka pishnaim barachfoy, that the length has to be double the width. Amalei Rav, Hocham Chavivi, this is what my uncle Rav Chia said, Afila Mashu, even if it's a small amount longer than it is wide, it's already considered a mavoi that a lechi or kaira will be sufficient. There's an interesting machloikis rishonim, Taisvis and the Ravid. What's going to be the halacha by a chotzer who's longer than wider? So it has some of the characteristics of a mavoi. Not all of them, because you don't have batim chatzeris opening into them, but it is longer and wider. What will be the halacha? The Ravid says that will be the same like any other chatzer, and it will require two lechis or one lechi of dalet tefachim. Taisa says that that chatzer will have the din of a mavoi, and either a lechi or kaira alone will be sufficient.